Once again, want to take this opportunity to welcome all of you here, Darrell campus students, as well as all of our students that are online. We know that Apostle normally does the first class, but he's not in today. However, you know, this is an apostolic school. This is a training center. So I want to make sure that we give everybody the same opportunity you have when you're downstairs, when Apostle is here. He's still here. You're here. So, you know, you have an opportunity to sow your seed before class begins. Hallelujah. Online, if they have a way for you to sow online. This is why this house is so powerful. Always attach a seed to what you're about to hear. It'll be much more precious to you. Now, we want the fullness of what this school offer. You just don't want Bible knowledge. This is a school of the spirit. You want to be trained how to function. And this will mean something to you. Amen. We passed the heckler stage. I don't care what hecklers say. I don't worry about what they say about money. All I know is this apostolic and prophetic anointing of money cometh has changed my life. So I'm responsible for training. Amen. Well, let us pray. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Father, we're so thankful for this great day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank you for the precious, precious Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. He's our guide. Apart from him, we cannot do anything. We thank you for our apostle and his apostolic team that God has chosen to minister in this school of ministry alongside of him. We thank you, Father, that we minister from his anointing. We ask you to be present with us. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us, show us, teach us, train us, that we can go farther. And we understand that we cannot go farther except it be by revelation knowledge. So I thank you for the students here on Darrell campus and those that are online. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on last week, we learned, number one, that the Holy Spirit was what? Apostolic. Come on, you have to pay attention. It's not coming true.
That's perfect.
Okay. Amen. We learned that the Holy Spirit is apostolic. That simply means that the Holy Spirit is under government.
Yes.
The same thing which he's going to teach all of us how to be up under. Amen. The Holy Spirit does not move on his own, doesn't speak on his own, does not speak of himself. Amen. His one purpose, his one agenda is to do the will of the Father and the Son who sent him to operate in their stead. All right. So we want to make sure this class, of course, is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. And there's always a lot of excitement about moving in prophecy and the gifts of the Spirit. But you got to get to know the person first.
Amen.
Amen. You got to get to know the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. So number one, we say he's apostolic. He functioned under government. Amen. We also say that the Holy Spirit only moves at the command of God's word. And we went to Genesis and a few other places and proved that out to you, that the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, waiting for God to speak. Then after God gave the command, then he performed that which God spoke. Amen. Now, and your homework assignment was to read St. John chapter number 14, 15, and 16. That was to get you acquainted with as we share. We don't have to keep going back through all of these scriptures, okay? All right. Now, we said that the Holy Spirit is a sent one, just like Jesus was. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit was sent just like Jesus was.
Amen.
Jesus was a man sent from God. That meant that God sent him and also gave him words to speak to us. So in the same way, the Holy Spirit is a sent one. And he is the representative of the Godhead in the earth realm today. All right. Now, I want to go through some things today to further bring us as we move forward, because I cannot take for granted that everybody in here is full of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, or even online. So you just bear with me as I lay this foundation so that we can start moving towards moving in the gifts of the Spirit. All right. Number one, what I want you to understand, the first thing I want you to understand tonight is that this is the pattern of God. You got to be, number one, born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. We can't get these terms mixed up. Number two, you have to be, well, number one, I'm going to use it this way. Number one, the Holy Spirit moves upon. Number two, born of the Spirit. Number three, full of the Spirit. Number four, you have to be proven, Spirit proven. You have to go through some training. Then number five, driven and led by the Spirit. Okay, number one, born, the Holy Spirit moving upon. Genesis 1:1. Let's get there real quick. Genesis 1:1. Then I want to look at Genesis 8, 6 through 12. You write these scriptures down. That's why I'm giving them to you. Luke 1:35. St. John 1:29 through 35. Acts 1:8. In Acts 10:38, all of these scriptures talks about the Holy Spirit moving up on. What you're going to see is, see, when God sets how he does a thing, then he continues that throughout scripture. Are you with me?
Amen.
All right. So in Genesis 1:1, read for me what it says.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
God created the heaven and the earth.
God created the heavens and the earth.
And the earth was without form.
And the earth was without form.
And void.
And void.
And darkness.
And darkness
was upon the face of the deep.
Was upon the face of the deep.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the
water. All right, notice the first thing I said. The Holy Spirit must move upon.
Amen.
Move upon. It's a principle. Move upon. You didn't come to God on your own. You can't even come to Jesus except the Holy Spirit moves upon you and draw you to him. Are you with me? All right. So the Holy Spirit moved upon. Then the next thing it says is what?
And God said.
And God said. And God spoke. So the Holy Spirit does what? Move upon. And then what happens?
God
speaks. See, the Holy Spirit prepares you to receive that which God is going to say. Are you with me? All right. Now look at Luke 1:35. You're going to see the same principle. Luke 1:35. Now, y'all know in Luke chapter 1, it's talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. Y'all remember how that the angel appeared unto Mary and said that she was highly favored of God. Amen.
Amen.
And that she would carry forth the Christ child. So to save some time, I want to read Luke 1:26 through 35, because what that's going to do is give you a precedence for everything else that I'm going to say. All right. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 35. Read.
And in the sixth month.
And in the sixth month.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God.
Unto a city of Galilee.
Unto a city of Galilee.
Named Nazareth.
Named Nazareth.
To a virgin.
To a virgin.
Espoused to a man.
Engaged or espoused to a man.
Whose name was Joseph.
Whose name was Joseph.
Of the house of David.
And Joseph was of the house of David.
And the virgin's name was Mary.
The virgin's name was Mary.
And the angel came in unto her.
The angel came in unto Mary.
And said, Hail.
And said, Hail.
Thou that art highly favored.
You, Mary, that are highly favored.
The Lord is with thee.
The Lord is with you.
Blessed art thou among women.
Blessed are you among women.
And when she saw him.
When she saw him.
She was troubled at his saying.
She was troubled at his saying.
And cast in her mind.
She cast in her mind.
What manner of salutation this should be.
What manner of salutation this should be. Read.
And the angel said unto her.
And the angel said to Mary.
Fear not, Mary.
Fear not, Mary.
For thou hast found favor with God.
For you have found what? Favor with God. Read.
And behold.
And behold.
Thou shalt conceive in thy womb.
Now pay attention. And thou shalt do what? Conceive in thy womb. Now we know whenever you start seeing the word conception or conceive, you're talking about what? Birth. Right? All right. Read.
And bring forth a son.
She shall conceive and bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Amen.
Keep reading.
He shall be great.
He shall be great.
And shall be called the Son of the
And he shall be called the Son of the Highest.
And the Lord God shall give unto him.
And the Lord God shall give unto
the
him.
The throne of his father David.
The throne of his father David.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob.
And he
forever.
Shall reign over the house of Jacob forever.
And of his kingdom.
And of his kingdom.
There shall be no
there
end.
There shall be no end.
Then said Mary unto the angel.
Then said Mary to the angel.
How shall this be?
Now pay attention. How can this be?
Seeing I know not a man.
Seeing that I've not been intimate with a man. How is this going to happen? I'm a virgin. I've never been intimate with a man. How is this going to happen? Now, the reason I'm going through this is because you're going to see a progression. See, everybody want to talk about being led of the Spirit, but you first got to be born. But you can't be born until the Holy Spirit first move upon. And so you're going to see it right here. Watch the pattern and read.
And the angel answered and said unto her.
And the angel answered and said unto her.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
Now, when she asked the question, how am I going to get pregnant? How is this going to happen? Notice what the angel said. What?
And the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
And the Holy who?
Holy.
The Holy Ghost shall do what?
Come upon.
All right. So what is the first thing I say must happen? The Holy Spirit must move upon you. Read.
And the power of the highest.
And the power of the highest
shall overshadow thee. Therefore also.
That holy thing.
Which shall be born of thee.
Which shall be what?
Born of thee.
All right. Move upon. Conception. Born of. Y'all see it? Y'all see it? Guess what? It works the same way in the new birth.
Amen.
When you were born again, you just in one day decide you was coming to Jesus. Amen. The Holy Spirit came upon you and started getting you prepared to receive somebody who was going to be coming your way to talk to you.
Right.
Come on now. It doesn't matter how it happened. Go back to when you first got born again. Most of us ain't going to have nothing to do with this. Hello. We were still... Now, all right, now, don't make me go here. We were all out there doing our thing. But the Spirit of God arrested us, came upon us, prepared us for somebody who was going to come and speak some words to us. Mm-hmm. And when those words were spoken, because that person was sent from God to us, the Holy Spirit took those words, convicted us, and caused a spiritual conception to take place so that we could receive Jesus Christ and be born again. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is the process of God. Read.
Shall be born of thee,
shall be called. Shall be called.
The Son of God.
All right, shall be called the what?
Son of God.
All right, y'all got the pattern.
Amen.
I say you got the pattern.
Yes, sir.
Right? All right. Now, St. John 1, 29 through 34, we're not going to read this. I want you to just pay attention to what I'm going to say. John the Baptist was the forerunner to Jesus Christ. Right?
Amen.
He was the preparer of the way. But now John, in St. John chapter number 1, you look at it, verses 29 through 34, John said, the one who sent him to baptize said unto me, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descend and remain upon. He is the one who not only will baptize you with the Holy Ghost, but he's also the Son of God. Y'all got it?
Yes.
The one who you see the Holy Ghost descend upon, move upon, come upon, and remain upon. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, we just learned in Luke chapter 1. You can also read Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. You will find out that this is the pattern. You see, that holy thing that shall be conceived is a child of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We are born of the Spirit first. We have to distinguish these terms, because many people who are born of the Spirit automatically think what? They are filled with the Spirit. That's right. When you come on, you've been, and you may be in the school, you might be online thinking, well, when I received Christ, you know, when the Holy Spirit moved upon me, I accepted Christ, confessed him as Lord and Savior, then I got all of the Holy Spirit I needed. And the answer to that is no. You were only born of the Spirit. Right? Now, pay attention. When you are born of the Spirit, in order for you to survive, you must be vitally connected to the Holy Spirit every day.
Amen.
How often you breathe?
Every day.
Every day.
All right, now here's a principle. Whatever you are born from, you must remain connected to in order to keep on pressing forward. Uh-huh.
It's good.
All right. Now, why am I saying that? Because one of the things you're going to learn in this school, what makes Apostle Thompson the man of God that he is? Now, I'm talking from connection. I'm talking about years of training from 98 till now, watching him and his life. The one thing he's trying to impart unto all of us is that you must have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. You got to have a relationship is not automatic. It must be developed. There's no developing of a relationship without spending time with. And to, you know, priorities, first things first. One of the first things we do when we get up in the morning, pray in the Holy Ghost. Why are we praying in the Holy Ghost? Because, you know, we're talking about the Spirit moving upon. We're talking about conception, being born of the Spirit, but we got to go farther to be what? Filled with the Spirit. See? Filled with the Spirit. Totally separate and distinct from being born of the Spirit. Now, Jesus was a child born of the Spirit, right?
Amen.
Right? Born of the Spirit. And the Bible says he grew in wisdom and in stature, right? From the time he was a child, he was a child of the Spirit. But there came a day where he had to get full of the Spirit. Come on now. So when did that day happen? You go to Matthew chapter number 3. I think it's around the 16th verse, and we're going to read on down into the 4th chapter. I want this to be clearly understood. You're talking about moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Well, let me ask you a question. When do you suppose Jesus started moving in the gifts? Mm-hmm. I have to connect what happened to him to us. Mm-hmm. Come on now. How many of you have ever thought Jesus was filled with the Spirit? How many of you have ever conceived in your mind that Jesus spoke in tongues? Mm-hmm. See, we have examples, and because the Bible doesn't say everything, we weed stuff out. But if I'm a child or student of the Bible and what happened to Christ happened to me, then I would, being a student of the Bible, glean from the scriptures that when he was filled with the Spirit, he spoke in tongues too.
Amen.
Now, see, there we go. That's, see, religion won't let you go here, because religion have all of these things trying to block you out. But once you start reading the Bible, you got to receive revelation knowledge. Jesus was not only born of the Spirit, he was full of the Spirit. Well, what happens when a person get full of the Spirit? I'm going to show you in a second. All right. Matthew 3.
And Jesus, when he was baptized.
This is verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized,
went up straightway out of the water.
Now, he was baptized in water.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Baptized in water. He didn't get baptized in water to be saved.
Right.
He got baptized in water to fulfill all righteousness.
Amen.
He was the Savior.
Amen.
Because he did no sin and neither was any guile found in his mouth, there was no need for him to be born again. He was born of a virgin. The sin nature could not be passed on to him. Hello.
Amen.
That's the Bible. All right. But Jesus said, in order for me to fulfill all righteousness, I'm born of the Spirit. Hello. Time for me to go to the next level. I can't even be called the Son of God until I'm full of the Spirit and led of the Spirit. Now, I know this. This is, listen to me. It's one thing to say you're the Son of God or the daughter of the living God, but you got to qualify by Scripture. Being born is making you a child. Mm-hmm. To be given, you got to become a son and a daughter. That is where the Holy Spirit come in. Now it says when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan.
He went straightway out of the water.
He went straightway up out of the water.
And lo, the heavens were opened unto him.
The heavens were opened unto him.
And he saw the Spirit of God.
And he saw the Spirit of God.
Descending like a dove.
Descending like a dove.
And lighting upon him.
And doing what?
Lighting up.
Isn't that coming up on?
Yes.
Huh? Read the Bible.
And lo, a voice from heaven.
And then a voice from heaven.
Saying, this is.
Saying, this is.
My beloved son.
My beloved son.
In whom I am well pleased.
In whom I'm what? Well pleased. Keep reading.
Then was Jesus. Led up of the Spirit.
Led up of the Spirit.
Into the wilderness.
Into the wilderness.
To be tempted of the devil.
To be who?
Tempted of the devil.
All right. Now, turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. Verse number 1, and write down in your notes, Mark 1:12, because what this is important to you. All right. In Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4, verse number 1.
Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-oh. And Jesus what?
Being full of the Holy Ghost.
And Jesus being what?
Full of the Holy Ghost.
Full of the Holy Ghost.
Returned from Jordan. And was led by the Spirit.
And now he was led by the Spirit.
Into the wilderness.
Now, stop. Go back what I told you. The Spirit moves up on. Huh? Then conception takes place. Then birth takes place. Right? Then you need to be what? Full of the Spirit. You need to go through Holy Spirit training. This is what we must understand about the life and the ministry of Jesus. He did nothing of his own self. Everything he did it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. St. John 5:30. We didn't look at it last week. Let's look at it today. See, the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing apart from him. You have to be anointed for service. You have to be full of the Holy Ghost to carry out. See, in Bible days, people just didn't get a position to do something. They had to be full of something to have the position.
Amen.
You in St. John 5:30?
Yes.
Read the Bible.
I can of my own self.
This is Jesus say, I can of what?
My own self.
Do what?
Nothing.
All right. Jesus can of his own self do nothing. So if I can't of my own self do nothing, God must have sent somebody down here to help me to accomplish, to get what I needed to get done. I submit unto you, that's the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. So watch this. Born of the Spirit. Full of the Spirit. Led of the Spirit. Trained by the Spirit. Are you with me? This has to be in our lives. Every day is training day. No days off. No, that was St. John 5:30, right? All right. Now, full of the Spirit. We took you to Luke 4:1. Acts 2:4. Now, Jesus trained 12 men to do what he would do. Did you pay attention that he said, now, listen, I'm leaving away from here. It's important for you that I leave. St. John 16 now, part of your homework assignment. It's important for you that I leave, because if I don't leave, the one who did the work through me won't come back to you. See, that's why we can't think Jesus over here, we over there. If the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead dwell in us, he shall quicken us to do what he did.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're not here just to learn Bible knowledge. You're here to become students of the Spirit.
Amen.
Learn how to be led of the Spirit, driven by the Spirit. Everything you see in this ministry over a period of time of listening, and that's where you're going to see where these gifts come into operation. Apostle Thompson functions greatly in the word of wisdom. That supernatural knowledge that comes from God, supernatural wisdom that comes from God, is not an earthly wisdom. It's not something that you get because of you being intelligent. It comes from spending time with the Holy Ghost, and he will tell you specific things to do that will bypass people's minds. We'll get there. I said, we'll get there.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus had to be full of the Spirit. Now, I told you, turn to Acts yet?
Acts 2:4.
Now, why am I going to Acts 2:4? Because what I'm trying to show you is the same thing happened to him, happened to us. Remember St. John 3:5-7. When Nicodemus, y'all remember in the Bible, come on, I don't have time to read the whole Bible. Read the New Testament. In Matthew, St. John chapter 3, when Nicodemus went to Jesus by night, listen what Nicodemus say. Number one, no man can do the miracles that you do except what? God be with him. Mm-hmm. All right, put this in your notes. God is with us in the same way that he was with Jesus, in the person of God, the Holy Spirit. You remember God said, I'm going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel in these days.
Yes.
I'm not going to dwell in a building made with hands. I'm going to dwell in you. You are my building. You are my people. You are the ones that I'm going to move in and move through to accomplish what I want to accomplish in the earth realm. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So, Acts 2, verse, well, let's read verse 1 through 4. Read.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
All right. Now, this is, you know, now we saw the Holy Spirit in Genesis moving up on the face of the waters. We saw the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. Right.
Amen.
Jesus, in training these 12 men, told them, listen, you can't even. I know I trained you for 3 years. Right. About 3 years. I've trained you apostles. I've ordained you. But guess what? You ain't ready yet. You ain't ready. You're not ready yet. I need you to go be equipped. So I need you to go to the upper room. I need you to go wait for the promise of the Father. The one who equipped me, you're going to meet him. He's going to equip you. So he sent them to that upper room, 120 people. Y'all read the Bible. In that room was Mary, the mother of Jesus. I believe if all Catholics knew that, they'll speak in tongues instantly. Because I'm just being real with y'all, because they believe in the Blessed Virgin Mother. I believe if they found out she spoke in tongue, they'll become a tongue talker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But Mary, the mother of Jesus, was in that upper room. All right. Now, Jesus said, I want you to wait until you be what? Endued or endowed with power from on high. See, when the Holy Spirit comes, it's more than tongues.
Yeah.
That's Pentecostalism. Tongues, tongues, tongues. We got to go past tongues.
Right, right, right.
We got to go past tongues.
Amen.
And but I must say this. The initial manifestation of anybody being filled with the Holy Spirit, I did say filled with. is evidenced by what? Speaking in tongues. There's no other evidence in the Bible. People would like you to believe it, but there is none. Are you listening? Now, this is not a religion. This is the Bible. Amen. All right. So Acts chapter 2, verse number 1, say when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were what? All with one accord and in one place. And what happened?
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing
mighty wind.
And it did what?
And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Filled all the house where they were sitting.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues.
There appeared unto them cloven tongues.
Like as a fire.
Like as a fire.
And it sat upon each of them.
And it sat upon each of them.
And they were all filled.
And they were all filled
with the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
And began to speak with other tongues.
And began to speak with other tongues.
As the Spirit gave them
as
utterance.
The Spirit gave them utterance. Did y'all pay attention?
Yes, sir.
It said Jesus was full of the Spirit. Well, if Jesus was full of the Spirit, what do you think he did? When Jesus would go up into a mountain and pray all night, what do you think he just prayed in the Hebrew tongue? No, I submit unto you. You run out of English words. That's for those of us who are English speaking. There is a language, a homework assignment, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13 and 14, because we'll be moving into preparing you, talking about the gateway into the spirit world. You cannot go into the spirit world without the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? You must be escorted. You're dealing with spiritual things,
yeah.
Not fleshly things.
Amen.
You're dealing with the unseen enemy. You need a navigation system to deal with it.
That's so good.
Come on now. So that's why I talked to you last class. I want you praying in the spirit as soon as you get up in the morning.
Yes,
practice 15 minutes. Then move it up. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, being strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. This is a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
You need spiritual stamina, spiritual strength, spiritual energy. That can only come through a connection with the Holy Spirit. No man can do this for you. Cheering on another man is not going to make this happen for us. This is personal. And it takes discipline to pray. Every day. And now y'all look at, don't look at me like a cow out of a gate. I'm telling you, the thing that we know we should do is what we do the least.
That's right. That's true.
And all y'all who can't sleep at night with insomnia, no problem. Start praying. I promise you will fall to sleep. Why is that? Because the enemy don't want you with that fellowship.
That's
right. See, it's through the spirit that you crucify the flesh. All right.
Amen.
So Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. In Acts chapter 10, when Peter was sent to the Gentiles. Now, you know, you have to read these things. You know, time doesn't permit us to go into all these. But in Acts chapter 10, what convinced Peter, the chief apostle to the Jews, and all of the brethren who went with him, the Gentiles received the exact same gift they got.
Amen.
What happened? They all spoke in tongues.
Yes.
So speaking in tongues is not for show. It's for service.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues is for equipping. There is a wisdom that comes from speaking in tongues.
Amen.
That you're not going to get out of a book. Come on now. We're talking about being led by the Spirit. We're talking about being driven by the Spirit. We're talking about a Spirit-led and Spirit-filled life. You know, I know this class is winding down, but let me say something to you. Everything that Jesus did, say that back.
Everything that Jesus did.
Say it with some voice.
Everything that Jesus did.
I didn't say some things. I said everything that Jesus did. He did it because he was led by the Spirit. He didn't function on his own. The nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit was the hallmark of his ministry.
Amen.
Those nine manifestations of the Spirit 9 manifestations of the Spirit found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, look at me, were keys to revelation. Revelation knowledge is what unlocks, and those 9 manifestations of the Spirit is keys to unlock stuff.
Amen.
Are you with me? Those 9 manifestations of the Spirit, those are the keys. Those are the things that the Holy Spirit led. Jesus was a man of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. He had no questions about what to do because he said, I only do what I see and what I
hear.
All right. St. John 14. Because you're going to find out after being filled with the Spirit, now you're going to start. I'm going to show you how to start preparing yourself, how to move into prophecy. Because you see, everybody can prophesy.
Amen.
Problem is you've been afraid. Because watch this. The first thing happens when it's time to prophesy is the Holy Spirit moves upon. Hello. So he comes up on you. You getting a prompting, but you fighting it because you worry about what Sister So-and-so going to say.
Wow.
And you don't feel too spiritual today. Hello. You not sure how it's going to come out. You trying to work it out in your head. But I tell you what, you're going to sense more of him. And see, these gifts of the Spirit, let me tell you something. When we flow in them, the church is going to be one entity to reckon with.
Amen.
Yes,
all right. Yes. Now, right. So St. John 14 and 10. I don't want to leave you without this because this is the life and the ministry of Jesus. Now, the book is called in Acts. It says the Acts of the Apostles. Right. Yes, but that's not really what it is. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles.
Amen.
That's it. When you read the book of Acts, you are seeing the Holy Spirit at work.
Amen.
A man can't do this on his own. If Jesus couldn't do it on his own, none of us can do it on our own.
All right.
Remember who you were born from. You must remain connected to in order to make things work.
Amen.
Y'all in St. John 14 and 10?
Yes.
All right, read the Bible.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father?
Jesus said, don't you believe I'm in the Father?
And the Father in me.
Don't you believe the Father is in me?
The words that I speak unto you. I speak not of myself.
I don't speak those words of myself.
But the Father that dwelleth in me.
Oh, but the Father that what?
Dwelleth in me.
The Father that what?
Dwelleth in me.
Now stop. Look up here. You like to read, but you need to pay attention. Watch what I'm about to say. When Jesus said the Father was dwelling in him, he was talking about the person of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus dwelt the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Jesus was the representative of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the earth realm.
Amen.
He was the fullness. He didn't do nothing of his own. He had to be anointed because when he functioned in the earth realm, he functioned as a man. As a man. We have no excuse. Because Jesus functioned as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost. We are here to function as men and women anointed. But we must get full of.
Amen.
And you can't get full of without giving attention to. See, if being full of would all automatic, everybody would be doing it.
Amen.
But everybody is not doing it. And I'm stopping. I ain't getting no signals, but they told me 7:25, and it is 7:24. See y'all next week.